3.48.
We've been talking to Robert, the sleepwalking cook, and his wife, Eleanor. And we're now joined by Professor Maurice from Rochester, New York, who is an expert in sleepwalking.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome, Professor Maurice. Does this story surprise you?
No, it doesn't. Not at all. I've treated people who have driven cars, ridden horses, and I had one man who even tried to fly a helicopter while he was asleep.
Oh, no.
Do people usually have their eyes open when they sleepwalk?
Yes, sleepwalkers do usually have their eyes open. That's why sometimes it's difficult to know if someone is sleepwalking or not.
Mm-hmm. How common is sleepwalking?
More common than you might think. Research shows that about 18% of the population has a tendency to sleepwalk. But it's much more common in children than in teenagers or adults. And, curiously, it's more common among boys than girls. Adults who sleepwalk are usually people who used to sleepwalk when they were children. They might do it after a stressful event, for example, after a traffic accident.
Oh. People always say that you should never wake a sleepwalker up when they're walking. Is that true?
No, it isn't. People used to think that it was dangerous to wake up a sleepwalker, but, in fact, this isn't the case. You can wake a sleepwalker up without any problem, although, if you do, it is pretty common for the sleepwalker to be confused, so they probably won't know where they are for a few minutes.
Okay. So, if we see someone sleepwalking, should we wake them up?
Yes, you should remember that another of the myths about sleepwalkers is that they can't injure themselves while they are sleepwalking. But this isn't true. If a sleepwalker is walking around the house, they might trip or fall over a chair or even fall downstairs. There was a case a while ago of a 9-year-old girl who opened her bedroom window while she was sleepwalking and fell 30 feet to the ground. Luckily, she wasn't seriously injured. So, you see, Eleanor, you're right to worry that Robert might burn himself when he's cooking. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You need to wake him up and get him back to bed.
Okay.
How long does sleepwalking usually last?
It can be very brief. For example, a few minutes. The most typical cases are people getting up and getting dressed or people going to the bathroom. But it can occasionally last much longer, maybe half an hour or even more, as in Robert's case.
And what happens when sleepwalkers wake up? Do they remember the things they did while they were sleepwalking?
No. As Robert says, a sleepwalker usually doesn't remember anything afterward.
So is a sleepwalker responsible for his or her actions?
That's a very good question, actually. A few years ago, a man from Canada got up in the middle of the night and drove 20 miles from his home to the house where his parents-in-law lived and, for no apparent reason, he killed his mother-in-law.
Oh, goodness.
The man was charged with murder, but he was found not guilty because he had been asleep at the time he committed the crime.
What a sad story. Professor Maurice, thank you very much for joining us today.